that has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watership knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watership treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
Any update on the YouTube?
Russia getting ready to retaliate after their diplomats forced out of dozens of countries on news that the Kremlin was behind the poisoning deaths of a former spy and his daughter. So far, almost 130 diplomats have been thrown out. London blaming Moscow and a spokesperson for the Kremlin saying retaliation will come at the right time. No other details. The president tweets a defense of the Second Amendment. Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
President Trump tweets in all caps on Wednesday morning that the Gun Rights Amendment would never be repealed. His tweet coming after the suggestion to ending the right of people to keep and bear arms is made by former liberal Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens in an op-ed piece that was published on Tuesday. President Trump goes on to say, Democrats would probably like to see it happen, which is why it's important that Republicans always hold control of Supreme Court nominees.
And the search continues for an ICE detainee that made a break for it at New York's JFK Airport late last night, taking off when he was being transferred flight to flight. This is USA Radio News.
With an impartial international
investigation.
Hi, this is
Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four. I worry every day about the dangerous world. There are so many things that can go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack,
according to
the
St. Louis Fire Department officials, a vacant building exploded around 8:40. One building is entirely leveled. Debris is covering neighboring roofs. Fire officials have been going door-to-door through the neighborhood checking on residences and making sure natural gas systems are turned off. USA Radio News.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
A brazen robbery in Paraguay led to the robbers getting away with $8 million, and it sounded like something out of a movie. Here's more on the story from Bill Zinfer.
The robbery was more like a military assault than an armed robbery, as 50 men armed with automatic rifles, dynamite, and anti-aircraft guns hit a private security vault and police headquarters in a town near the Brazilian border. One police officer and three suspects were killed in the ensuing gun battle, which ended when robbers used speedboats to cross a river into Brazil. The group, believed to be comprised of Brazilian gangsters, got away with an estimated $8 million.
A Mississippi teenager able to break into the front seat of a police car and lead police on an 8-mile chase. Here's Randy Bell.
Law enforcement officers are accustomed to having horsepower on their side when they're chasing somebody. But in Lamar County, a teenager being pursued was driving a stolen patrol car.
It was pretty evenly matched, but, you know, the officers were better trained and just glad nobody was hurt.
Sheriff Danny Regal says they were able to stop the car by flattening the tires after about an 8-mile chase in the Oak Grove area. A couple of patrol cars were rammed during that pursuit. The 16-year-old boy had been in the back of the patrol car, but managed to get behind the wheel and take off. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Oscar-winning director Jonathan Demme has died at the age of 73 from esophageal cancer. Some of his movies include The Silence of the Lambs, Philadelphia, and the remake of The Manchurian Candidate. USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon, talented people. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It is already the 26th of April. Can you believe it? I cannot believe it. Our guest in studio today right now is Joe Hudicka. He is the father of the family, of the Hudicka family here from Hunterdon County that are putting on the Productive Play launch party at the YMCA Deer Path Park coming up on the 12th of May. And he's in studio, and then in just a short bit, his wife, Laura, and their daughter, Heidi, are going to be coming in to talk to you and just bring you up to date on what's going on with the launch party, and I'll give you an update on the weather in the meantime. Tonight, patchy fog before 2 a.m., then patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low about 51. Thursday, areas of fog before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high of 75. Chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 8 p.m. on Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 57. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 a.m., partly sunny with a high of 81 on Friday. And then slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low of 59 on Friday night. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of 82. And then mostly cloudy with a low of 55 on Saturday night. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high of 69 on Sunday. And then with a mostly cloudy low of 55 on Sunday night. And that's the forecast. And I think we're going to be close to May by then because Monday is May 1st, and that's supposed to be showers lately, possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high of 76. So looks like we have some decent weather in store.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Joe, so good to have you in studio today, telling everybody out there who's listening about what you guys have been up to. Let's go back and introduce you a little bit and what your family's doing with the game launch.
Sure, absolutely. So we've got our inaugural launch party. It's an entrepreneurial, innovative, family fun and learning event.
You're listening being to hosted, Chamber Radio.
It's being hosted on Friday night, May 12th. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Hunterdon YMCA, the Hunterdon County YMCA, their Deer Path Park branch. Okay. And it's really going to be a blast. We've got a full night of action-packed, both for the kids as well as for the parents.
Right. Okay, so we have a couple sponsors that are bringing this out to the public, which is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Foundation.
That's right.
And then we have Flemington Car and Truck Country.
Yep.
And then the YMCA Deer Path Park themselves are also providing the venue.
That's right.
And then you guys are Productive Play.
Yes.
And that's your business. And it's you, Joe Hudicka, your wife, Laura, your older son, your son, who's 15.
Yep.
And he's Joey.
Yep.
And then Heidi, who's 10.
That's
and
right.
You guys, tell us about how you created this game launch and what's going to happen on the 12th.
Absolutely. So our kids have been highly entrepreneurial their whole life. And I really believe deep down all of us are.
Absolutely.
It's all about our creativity, right? And so while Joey and Heidi were, you know, exploring their own ideas for many years, about 2 years ago, they came home from school together and they had this really incredible insight to share with us. And they had basically asked us, you know, a question. They said, you know, there's got to be a way to help more kids and families have the same kind of entrepreneurial fun and learning that we get to have together. There's so much that we're getting to learn and experience from it, and wouldn't it be great if more kids can share that same kind of learning too? And so that's really the start of the creation of the game launch.
It's so exciting, and everybody is so excited for you all, and like the innovators around the country, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and others are so, I guess they're like so supportive of it because, for one, your kids are such a part of it, and because there's so much that any kid could learn about business from the game. So describe a little bit about the game. We're so happy because Heidi and Laura just came in. Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
So nice to see you.
He's
Heidi is only 10 years old, and she's the game inventor, along with her brother and mother and father.
That's right.
How was your day today? You have your beautiful uniform on?
Yeah.
You go to Immaculate Conception in Clinton, right? Annandale, right. It's adorable. Very, very sweet outfit. And just so cute. And Laura, welcome.
Great to see you.
It's great to see you, too. We're just talking about, Joe was telling us a little bit about the May 12th event, and we wanted to just let everybody know again a little bit about the game itself, and then we'll talk about what's going to happen that night.
Sure. So the game really, it's the starting point. We say it's how brighter entrepreneurs start up. It teaches the fundamental business of language. It's really amazing when you start having a business conversation together, how many words pop up that you may have heard, but maybe with a different meaning, or you maybe never heard of at all. So there's a whole language, it turns out, right, Heidi?
Yeah.
And that language, I mean, we started with a goal, right, about how many words we wanted in the game, something like maybe 200, right?
Yeah.
How many did you and Joey end up with by the time you finished that research?
It's like 1,200.
I believe it's 1,200 and climbing. Yeah, yeah. It's a big number, right?
Yeah.
And what did you do through that process? Like, how did that work, coming up with those words?
Well, we looked through the cards, and we noticed some words might be too hard for kids to understand, so we put them into the dictionary. And I read over all the definitions and make sure that kids my age would be able to understand them.
I can literally remember a Christmas Eve where even that morning we're sitting there and we're combing over, and Heidi's giving us that look. Not this one? Nope. Not this one? Nope. Joey, go back to the drawing board, right?
Yeah.
That is so precious. And so you ended up actually, so you have a board game, and it's about, tell us about the game. Like, tell us what the purpose of the game is for, Heidi.
So, like you said, it's to help kids become brighter entrepreneurs. How brighter entrepreneurs start up. And so you travel through islands learning business knowledge of the business and how to create your own from starting up to going public.
That is unbelievable. And so you guys actually sat down together and really thought about what if you had an idea and you wanted to take it public. Everything that you would need to do in order to get to that place. That's what the game is about, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes there were words that you didn't understand, so you decided to create this little dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could access it. Go ahead, tell us about that.
Okay, so you have 3 tokens, and you can turn them in to use the dictionary if the question is too hard for you and you don't understand a word. So you get a better chance of answering that question right.
But then isn't there also investments? You want to talk about the investment cards?
Sure. Investments is where you get to spend the money that you gained. You can buy a computer, an office, and wasn't there a security guard clown?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the favorite ones. What? Yeah, yeah, there's a brilliant option of hiring a scary clown for your security officer.
Oh, my. That's a nice little touch to add into the game there, huh? Cute.
You know, the key point that Heidi and Joey brought to the table in that first question, you know, how to make this kind of learning fun, right?
Right.
That's really the culmination of the game. Joey and Heidi realized how much fun they have with their own business experiences. They wanted more kids to have the same kind of fun, and they started out by making the learning fun in the first place by doing it through a game. It's awesome.
It is awesome. And so then you said there was also part of the game that your brother added a little flavor to it.
Oh, yeah. So he noticed that it needed some element of surprise, so he created the Boom or Bust card, which is that moment of surprise like you wanted, and you can either get a boom and move a lot of amount of spaces and earn a lot of money. Learn a lot of money, or you could bust and go back to the island and lose all of your money. And what we like to do is we like to chant for what we want the other person to get.
Aww. That's so
cute. Literally breaks out, bust, 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 bust. That's how we knew it was a winner. And honestly, the first time it happened, who got that card? it was Joey, the designer of that card, and he was halfway through the game. He was in Launch Island, so Island 3 of 5. And, you know, you could see the look of despair at that point, like, oh, I'm wiped out. What am I going to do? He came back and won the game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so proof positive of exactly what happens in the real world. Sometimes there's things that come out of nowhere.
People out there listening saying, that is so funny, because people who have ideas for, you know, their own products or business, and they don't even know how to do it, and they're not even kids. And a lot of the words that you probably have very much in your vocabulary now, they've never even used before, but then there's all the other people out there who have been entrepreneurial or worked in a business and had investments and gone bust or whatever happens, you know, it's like so fun. So what do you wish for everybody out there to know about the game?
I wish for everyone to know that it's not hard, and it just teaches you the vocab of business, but it's not like having a test. It's cool. So it's a fun way of teaching business.
Well, that's certainly something that we all need. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Right now, my guests are in studio. We've got Heidi Hutica, and we've got Laura, her mother, and we've got Joe, her father, and they're the owners of the business Productive Play, along with the son, Joey, who's not here. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes. We're going to talk about an event that's coming up at the YMCA Deer Path Park on May 12th. So stay with us, and thanks for listening, Townspeople.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Creamery wants to help you raise money for your local fire company. In honor of International Firefighter Day, Pambi's will be holding a two-week fundraiser beginning May 2nd. Pambi's will donate 25% of your purchase price to your designated fire company. Simply download the flyer from the Pambi's website and bring it to Pambi's, located on Route 31 just north of Payne Road. Pambi's will also donate 25% of your purchase of Pambi's products at ShopRite. They have flyers there too. Honor the men and women who would risk their life to save yours. Pambi's.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. This is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, talking with our local resident family, the Hutica family, and they have a company called Productive Play, and they've created this game called Launch, and they are telling us about it, and also they're going to tell us about the event that's coming up on May 12th. Tell us all about the event.
Absolutely. So 40 very lucky children within our community whose families sign up and pre-register at the Hunterdon Chamber website before May 5th will be able to participate in our event that night. And there's special activities for the kids as well as the parents. Starts at 6 o'clock at night. At 6 p.m., we've got a 30-minute mini rock concert that's being put on by the house band of School of Rock. That's literally a rock band of children playing, right? Just proof positive of follow your ideas and your dreams. They're doing it right now. And we watch them. They're doing it pretty darn well, too.
Can't wait.
So that's the first half hour. Then at 6:30, Steve Califer, chairman of Flemington Car and Truck Country and Somerset Patriots, is coming to do a keynote speech to the children and the parents together. He's going to share his own experience, his own innovative entrepreneurial experience. And you know, I mean, if anybody's ever seen him, right, talk to him, seen him on TV, whatever, his energy is so contagious, right? And to be able to have someone like that in the room, be able to share their dreams, how they pursued them, what they did about it, it's going to be amazing for the kids and parents alike, right?
Absolutely. His story is amazing. Just you think about how much he's, you know, his empire, as they say, and then the Somerset Patriots came even later. It was like another thing. How could it get even bigger? And then he wants to share it with everybody. And he's a generous person.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just when you look at how the community has come around and rallied around, you know, Joey and Heidi and their ideas from the very beginning when they first created the game and the Y had them come and donate their time to teach kids through their after school programs to the chamber, you know, now helping with their recognition and helping put on this event, and you know, like you said, with Steve and his organizations rallying behind him, it's just incredible.
It really is. And so it's going to be at the YMCA Deer Path Park,
6 to 9.
Charge $10 for the 40 kids that are between 4th
that's
and 8th
right.
grade.
That's right.
The criteria. And then with that, the parents can come with no charge.
That's
they
right.
They have to be registered by May 5th because there's a limited seating. Only 40 lucky kids get a chance to win something as well, right?
Yes.
What are they
going to
win?
Well, and there is going to be a brand new MacBook Air as the grand prize. The rest of the event will go like this. From 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, the kids will be actually playing the game launch together, while the parents will be invited to a special breakout session, the Innovation Lounge. We're going to have a panel of experts, community members, as well as statewide innovation leaders, coming and speaking to the parents on all the great things that are happening right here in our state of New Jersey to help create brand new innovative career pathways to help our kids, you know, continue their education and build their careers right here. Right. Then comes the competition. So from 8 to 8:30, that's when the kids will finish playing the game, and they're going to work on their post-game highlights tool, their launch post-game highlights tool. And those tools, they're going to be collected at the end of the event. They're going to be posted securely on our Productive Play Facebook page, and there will be a panel of 3 judges that are going to evaluate over the next week each of those contest submissions and all the posts and commentary that are shared online. And the grand prize winner will be announced the following Saturday via live Facebook stream. So it's going to be incredible.
Wait,
it's going to be exciting.
You forgot the most important
what
thing.
I forget?
Food.
I did forget food. See, that's the problem with activators like me.
That's funny.
Go.
It's not the Mac Air book.
Ah, it's the geek stuff. No, the music. No?
The music.
Yeah, so anybody who signs up can actually have a like nice little late fair Friday night, get out, listen to a band, play games, have a chance to win the MacBook, and listen to inspiring presentations and so on.
And all the contestants will receive T-shirts. So they do go home with something.
Everybody does, yeah. Well, and the Y you know, is also providing Child Watch. So for any of you families out there who have a you know, a student between 4th and 8th grade that would be interested in participating, but maybe you have a younger sibling at home too, no worries. We got you covered. The Child Care Child Watch program is going to be there and available to take care of them, too.
I'm watching the kids. In between. I can't wait to see those kids and everybody playing the games, too. So, again, so what you do is you register online at the 100-chamber.org website. You click on events, and then you look at May 12th. And when you click that May 12th link, then you'll be able to register, which you have to do. And it's limited, again, 40 only 40 students or kids can attend with their parents. So tell us more about what you guys are planning, and otherwise, what are you doing?
Laura, why don't you begin?
well, we have the big event happening, which is really great. And, you know, we're putting together the different games. And Joe, take it away. Did you put me on the spot?
we right now are literally, our family is sitting in a mound of all the materials that we've assembled for the first 100 unit order of games. And it's so awesome.
All the games are manufactured here in New Jersey. So all the pieces, all the components
That's right.
made here in New Jersey. And Heidi and Joseph went and they watched the games being created, and they even had their hands involved with the rockets itself at the makerspaces. And so now we have the joy, which is pure joy, right, Heidi, with all that millions of dollars?
Yeah.
That you're playing with the you know, launch money.
Well, let's be clear about that. The official productive play currency is issued in $1 million denomination notes, okay?
Yeah,
so
big.
You got it. I mean, there's no messing around, right, Heidi? So if we had like 20,000 of those, I think that's pretty much how much it requires in order to be able to put together 100 games. We've got a pile of cash we're sitting in right now, productive play notes.
What can I buy with productive play money?
That's a great question. A great event on Friday night, May 12th.
Yeah, we can't wait. So we're going to go to our break right now. It's already 3:25 in the afternoon on April 26th. I cannot believe it's already less than a week away to May. Thank you again for listening. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I've got the Hutika family here from Hunterdon County, right in studio, talking about their game launch that is like creating a craze across the internet, in the chambers of commerce across the country, and right here in our town. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Today I'm signing a new executive order to end another egregious abuse of federal power and to give that power back to the states and to the people where it belongs.
President Trump announcing executive action to reverse Obama administration actions using the Antiquities Act to claim large patches of land and block them from oil drilling or other exploration. The president said it was time to end governmental abuse of acts like the Antiquities Act.
The Antiquities Act does not give the federal government unlimited power to lock up millions of acres of land, and it's time we ended this abusive practice.
U.S. senators climbing aboard buses today. They're heading to the White House for a classified update on North Korea. Top military and intelligence officials will be providing the briefing on nuclear weapons and the threat posed by North Korea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy, Crispy, Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
France has released their report on the chemical weapons attack in Syria, proving it was the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad behind the assault. Bill Zinfer files this report.
The French foreign minister released details of the report today, saying analysis of samples taken at the scene of the attack showed without a doubt that sarin gas was used. French intelligence services were also able to match the production method used to a previous attack by the Syrian government in 2013. Russia immediately rejected ties to the Assad regime, saying the only way to determine responsibility was with an impartial international investigation.
A huge explosion this morning in North St. Louis leveled a home, sending an entire wall into the home next door. According to St. Louis Fire Department officials, a vacant building exploded around 8:40. One building is entirely leveled. Debris is covering neighboring roofs. Fire officials have been going door to door through the neighborhood, checking on residences and making sure natural gas systems are turned off. USA Radio News.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
A brazen robbery in Paraguay led to the robbers getting away with $8 million, and it sounded like something out of a movie. Here's more on the story from Bill Zinfer.
The robbery was more like a military assault than an armed robbery, as 50 men armed with automatic rifles, dynamite, and anti-aircraft guns hit a private security vault and police headquarters in a town near the Brazilian border. One police officer and three suspects were killed in the ensuing gun battle, which ended when robbers used speedboats to cross a river into Brazil. The group, believed to be comprised of Brazilian gangsters, got away with an estimated $8 million.
A Mississippi teenager able to break into the front seat of a police car and lead police on an 8-mile chase. Here's Randy Bell.
Law enforcement officers are accustomed to having horsepower on their side when they're chasing somebody. But in Lamar County, a teenager being pursued was driving a stolen patrol car.
It was pretty evenly matched, but, you know, the officers were better trained and just glad nobody was hurt.
Sheriff Danny Riegel says they were able to stop the car by flattening the tires after about an 8-mile chase in the Oak Grove area. A couple of patrol cars were rammed during that pursuit. The 16-year-old boy had been in the back of the patrol car, but managed to get behind the wheel and take off. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Oscar-winning director Jonathan Demme has died at the age of 73 from esophageal cancer. Some of his movies include The Silence of the Lambs, Philadelphia, and the remake of The Manchurian Candidate. USA Radio News.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company, trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.huntertonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big Z coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Pamby's Purely Delicious Ice Creamery wants to help you raise money for your local fire company. In honor of International Firefighter Day, Pamby's will be holding a two-week fundraiser beginning May 2nd. Pamby's will donate 25% of your purchase price to your designated fire company. Simply download the flyer from the Pamby's website and bring it to Pamby's, located on Route 31 just north of Payne Road. Pamby's will also donate 25% of your purchase of Pamby's products at ShopRite. They have flyers there, too. Honor the men and women who would risk their life to save yours. Pamby's, purely delicious.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks so much for listening in. Today is already April 26th, and it's 3:37 in the afternoon. My guests in studio today are Heidi Hudica and her mother, Laura, and her father, Joe. And they are the owners of the company Productive Play. And Heidi's 10 years old, and her brother, Joey, who's not here today, is 15. And they're the inspiration behind the game launch that is having a launch event at the YMCA Deer Park Park on May 12th from 6 to 9. And you guys are going to tell us a little bit more about that again. Let's tell everybody how to go about registering.
Yeah, it's an online registration, and it's at the Hunterdon County Chamber website. So that's hunterdon-chamber.org. You click on the events page. You look on May 12th, and you'll find the event, 6 to 9 p.m. You'll click on that link, and the online registration is right there. It's $10 per student to participate, and the parents get to attend, participate, and enjoy for free.
If you have a hard time doing that, please call the chamber, or you can reach out to us, and we'll definitely make sure we give you the right instructions or, you know, step you through it, walk you through it, however you need to do.
That's a good point, as a matter of fact, because I know that sometimes people can't navigate the system too well, and they can call the chamber, 908-782-7115, and you can actually have, you can register by phone. Just ask for Laura at the chamber or anybody else, they can help you. And so what we wanted to tell everybody about is that it's not only just a nice evening out on a Friday night, but there's all kinds of little activities that are going on, and really a good time. We've got like late fair food. There's $10 registration only for the kids, ages between 4th and 8th grade. The parents don't have to pay anything. You've got a young youth band that's very popular.
Classic rock.
That's just so
awesome. We're
going to
have Zeppelin and all that good stuff cranking.
I can't wait. And that's from 6 to 6:30.
That'll be 6 to 6:30. Yep.
And then they're going to play the game, or they're going to hear a presentation by Steve Caliper.
Yep.
And so from Flemington Car and Truck Country CEO and of Somerset Patriots, he's going to inspire and share all of his words of wisdom with both the kids and the adults. And then the adults are going to go to your Innovation Lounge.
Innovation Lounge, that's right.
That's very innovative.
Yep.
And then the kids are going to play the game, right? And they're going to have like kind of like assistants at each table, 4 players at 10 tables. And they're going to have someone guiding them to get through the instructions on the game, make it easier to learn quick how to play.
That's exactly right.
And it's all about business, right?
You got it.
So, and Joey's actually going to be emceeing the event, which is going to be fun in itself because he has such a personality, so we don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. So enjoy it.
Should be fun. I think he's going to be so perfect. And I know, Heidi, you're going to help too, right?
Yeah.
Good. So I bet you guys are both, like, so, so awesome, and you're so thoughtful.
There will be a picture booth afterwards. Pictures will be taken if you'd like to go into the photo booth and have a picture taken.
There just might be a special guest that shows up in time for the photo booth, too. So you'll have to register and check it out to see what happens.
And then you win a possible AirBook, Mac AirBook. This is the grand prize for one winner, one lucky of those 40. Those are really nice odds.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, Joe, tell us the odds on it. Because when he told me the odds, I said, I got to sign up for this.
Right.
This is amazing.
Right.
Yeah, you know, usually you look at, when you see odds on something, it's usually one in some gazillion, jillion, like, number you can't even pronounce, right?
Right.
And,
right.
And when we were sitting just talking a couple of nights ago, and I'm like, so you've got a 1 in 40 chance. That's 2.5 percentage points that you're going to be having a blast that night. A live rock and roll concert. You're getting the play. You're going to enter a competition that's going to spark your entrepreneurial innovation mindset. And you've got a week-long countdown to see if you are the winner of a brand new MacBook Air. Like, what more awesome way can you kick off your bigger future than that?
And your Friday night.
Oh.
And so it's like 3 hours on a Friday night on top of everything. That's like the perfect idea for a good time coming up in just a couple weeks, May 12th.
Do you know what's really great about it, too? It's, it gives the children an opportunity to collaborate and communicate creatively with their peers. So your child may go in there not knowing anybody, and that's okay because they'll meet 3 other people at their table with the same mindset that they want to innovate, they want to be creative, they want to collaborate, they want to start something new, they want to be fresh. And this is such a great opportunity for them to be there and do that.
What do you think about that, Heidi?
I think, well, I hope that many people will come, and I know a lot of people will enjoy it.
I'm sure they will, and I'm sure they're going to come, too. We're getting ready to put out the press release, so if anybody out there is listening, don't take a chance on waiting because those 40 seats that are limited are already half gone right now. So you better hurry up and get online or call the chamber and get your child or your niece or nephew or your friend's 4th to 8th grade student signed up to come out and have some good times, right?
Yeah.
You make it look like it's so much fun. You guys are your family. I want everybody else to know out there. I've said it before. This is a really sweet family. They are the family kind of that prays together, stays together, kind of nice and sincere, adorable. The son, Joey, who's not here, who's 15, he's like the most normal kid, and he's got such a sweet heart. He's just a nice guy. He's funny. He's very entertaining. He's intelligent, as is Heidi. And so, you know, you guys are just, and I love the way you guys as parents, like, support them so much. Like, you literally work for them, right?
That's exactly right.
Tell us about the org chart. They're at Productive Play.
Yeah, Joey and Heidi are our official Chief Fun and Chief Laughs Officers, and Laura and I are very grateful to be their favorite 2 employees. You know, nothing happens without their vision and, you know, and presenting that in a way that gives us some idea of how we might be able to help lift them up and see that through.
You're like literally living the launch, right?
Yeah.
You're like living your game because you're going from creating this game and allowing everyone else to learn how to do their own dreams, make their own products. And while you're doing this, you're living your launch game.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
That's so very profound.
We were on this Saturday, April 22nd, we were at the United Way Health Fair here in Flemington, having our launch game, just getting everyone excited about it and saying what the event is. While we were there, we were playing the game. Now, we know we said the game is for players 8 and up, right? 8 to 12, 8 and up, 4 players. We had a participant that was 6 years old. She was fantastic. Enthusiastic.
Wasn't she great?
When we told her that she won $2 million, not real, in productive play money, her eyes got so big. Okay, now what's my next question?
How about the game face that she had? Like, she was locked in. She knew exactly what she was doing. She listened to the instructions, and she was cranking.
So even though the game says it's for players 8 and older, if your child has that spark, cultivate it. You know, nurture it. Be with them. Get the game. Play with them. I mean, it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
It absolutely is. And one more point I'd just like to be able to share. You know, launch is the start. It's literally, as we say, how brighter entrepreneurs start up, right? But we've been through this journey, right? And this journey is continuing to evolve with Joey and Heidi. And rest assured, we've got lots of creative ways to be able to share and help each of you on your own family entrepreneurial adventures. And we're going to be sharing some of that with the lucky participants that night of the event, too.
Well, real quickly, tell everybody before we go to our break, where could they go to buy the game if they can't come to register for the event on May 12th?
The game's available right now at productiveplay.net.
Okay.
It's really easy. productiveplay.net.
As is Facebook, very popular as well. You can find them easy enough. And if you are interested again in signing up, there's only 20 or so seats left because it's going to be sold out. But there's 40 total, and you can go to 100-chamber.org to sign up for $10 for your whole family to get out and have a really good time for 3 hours with the superstars of the county. So we'll be right back again, talented people. Thanks for listening and stand by.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, so welcome back here to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's already 3:48 in the afternoon on April 26th, and I'm talking with the Hunterdon family of the Hadika family. And I have the father, Joe. I've got a daughter, Heidi, and mother, Laura. And we're missing one other superstar, the MC of the event on May 12th, because he's in school right now. His name's Joey Hudika. And they've got, okay, so they've got the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Foundation, the Deer Path Park YMCA, Flemington Car and Truck Country, and Productive Play. offering this venue on May 12th. That's going to be so much fun on Friday night, 6 to 9. Basically only $10 for someone to sign up, a child between 4th and 8th grade. Family members otherwise are free. There's only 40. We've got about half sold out already. You have to sign up online, 100-chamber.org, and then register. You have to be registered by May 5th as well.
That's right.
So feel free to add on to it. Tell everybody again about some of the things that you're going to be doing that night, just so we can let them know again.
Absolutely. So it starts out with a really awesome rock concert. We've got a rock band that really is, it's of kids, by kids, for kids.
And he says classic rock, which is
absolutely
fun.
I love it.
They can watch them on YouTube. So if you want to know what kind of music they have, just go on YouTube. So, and they have a site.
Absolutely. It's a Schoolhouse Rock band out of Somerville.
Can't wait. I really can't wait for this night. It's going to be so much fun.
I loved watching their Purple Rain video, by the way. But we're definitely going to be upping the ante on the music. It's going to be cranking. It's not going to be that casual. But that was a really awesome video I saw them do. So we're going to start out with that concert. And then Steve Califer, the chairman of Fleming Car and Truck Country and Somerset Patriots, is going to be doing the kickoff keynote to the children and to the parents. He's going to share, you know, his energy, passion for entrepreneurialism, his story of how he went about, you know, achieving the great successes, the many successes that he's had in life, and how he's been able to leverage that model in a way to make the kinds of other kinds of impacts he wants to make in the world as a result of the work that he's been able to do through his businesses.
Tell us what he said when you guys first shared with him your game launch, which is the kind of the cornerstone of the night. He's playing the game to win. One out of 40, one person, one lucky kid is going to bring a Mac Air book.
A MacBook Pro, a MacBook Air. That's exactly right. Yeah, it was funny. So Steve pulls out the game and he sees the game, and just as we're starting to talk about that, he sees the Young Entrepreneur Dictionary that Joey and Heidi put together to support the game, and he grabs that next before we even finish talking about the game, flips it open, and immediately sees net profit. You guys are teaching kids about net profit? It's about time we finally have some way to teach kids about business. Are you kidding me? This is fabulous. Hey, everybody, check this out. He's yelling through the office. It was incredible. It was electric, and that's how it's going to be that night.
I was unfortunately not there when that happened.
Good. You get to feel the energy, right, because your employees came back and told you. They had to give you a status update. Oh, my goodness. What about you, Laura?
Yeah, I was not there, but yes, being an employee of Heidi and Joseph, they remind us all the time that they could fire us at any moment, so we really have to perform. So yes, Joe went.
What about the next meeting when we're down the stadium, right? Absolutely.
What fun it must be to have this going on. So tell us about, like, this evening. What will you guys be doing for, like, when you get Joey? Just because you're a family that works together and you're working on a big project together.
Well, I believe we might have a little bit of a photo opportunity tonight, because I think Heidi is just on the verge of counting out the very last dollars to fulfill this next order of 100 games.
Wow.
And so we are so excited to be putting all these pieces together and all the finishing touches on that first order of 100 games.
How exciting.
That's a major milestone.
Really? This is a good day. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Just cause to celebrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then how long will it take for you to get the games back?
To get them back?
Once you put the order in?
No, we literally have the materials.
We're
assembling.
We're part of the process
on this one. We want to know every bit of the process, right, Heidi?
Yeah.
It's all learning experience.
Oh, good. Then it's a time. All right, so anything else going on you want to share with everybody at the end of the day here?
Well, I think there's definitely a few more exciting events that we're going to be able to talk about real soon, because these community relationships that are backing and helping support this first event are already helping to innovate new camps, curriculum learning programs during the school year, even clubs. And so you can really see, you know, what we're sharing with you about this event coming up on May 12th and what we're sharing about the game, you can really start seeing the foundation for a whole new method of learning with creativity and innovation and entrepreneurialism.
And we want to make sure that everybody listening out there actually does realize that this event that is going on at the Y is a simulation, actually, like that, where if you're out there listening, there's so many, like you say, organizations, clubs, summer camps going on right now. If they're looking for some kind of an activity that they could do that will keep the kids so happy, and it's like you said, Heidi, right, it's fun. It's not like a test at school. You get to play a game and learn how to launch a business from the beginning to the IPO.
That's right.
So it's like, oh my goodness, right? And so, and I want you to know, by the way, we did get a phone call from a very, very important college in the area that does want you guys to be involved with their summer curriculum. So we're talking to them on the phone.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. What a great day, right? Good news all around. So anyway, again, we just want to remind you that there is the way to register for this very limited seating event at the Y at Deer Path Park on May 12th from 6 to 9 is to go to the 100-chamber.org website, click on events, click on May 12th, and register. You have to register your kids by May 5th, and there really is only a couple seats left, and then there's a chance for on top of a good time and to learn how to play the game, chance to win this Mac Air book. What is that? Is that the way you say it? Why don't I write down right?
MacBook Air.
MacBook Air, yeah. All right, so anyway, one more thing. Everybody here, leave our listeners with something, each one of you.
I'm absolutely bursting. I'm so excited for May 12th. That's literally like not even seeing the time tick off the clock. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to be able to teach more kids about the learning experience of business and how to start their own business.
And we just hope to see everyone there. And even if you don't get to, you know, you're late in registration and you can't make it, you know, just come to our website. Look to see what we have. We'd love to talk to you and get your ideas.
Right. And you can go to the website, productiveplay.com, and order the game.
Productiveplay.net.
Oh, excuse me. And order the game, and then also don't forget to register. So I'm Jeannie Murphy again. This is the Hidika family here from Hunterdon County making waves across the nation here, both on the air and off the air. So we hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening, townspeople.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Today I'm signing a new executive order to end another egregious abuse of federal power and to give that power back to the states and to the people where it belongs.
President Trump announcing executive action to reverse Obama administration actions using the Antiquities Act to claim large patches of land and block them from oil drilling or other exploration. The president said it was time to end governmental abuse of acts like the Antiquities Act.
The Antiquities Act does not give the federal government unlimited power to lock up millions of acres of land, and it's time we ended this abusive practice.
U.S. senators climbing aboard buses today. They're heading to the White House for a classified update on North Korea. Top military and intelligence officials will be providing a briefing on nuclear weapons and the threat posed by North Korea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice.
Jokes on why athletes can't have regular jobs.
Many of you have IRS problems and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax
jobs. Yeah, jokes why athletes can't have regular jobs.
Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800. We help you with the letter U. That's toll free. 800. We help you with the letter U.
You guys pair up in groups of three.
France has released a report on the chemical weapons attack in Syria, proving it was the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad behind the assault. Bill Zinfer files this report.
The foreign minister released details of the report today, saying analysis of samples taken at the scene of the attack showed without a doubt that sarin gas was used. French intelligence services were also able to match the production method used to a previous attack by the Syrian government in 2013. Russia immediately rejected ties to the Assad regime, saying the only way to determine responsibility was with an impartial international investigation.
A huge explosion this morning in North St. Louis leveled a home, sending an entire wall into the home next door. According to St. Louis Fire Department officials, a vacant building exploded around 8:40. One building is entirely leveled. Debris is covering neighboring roofs. Fire officials have been going door to door through the neighborhood, checking on residences and making sure natural gas systems are turned off. USA Radio News.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
A brazen robbery in Paraguay led to the robbers getting away with $8 million, and it sounded like something out of a movie. Here's more on the story from Bill Zinfer.
The robbery was more like a military assault than an armed robbery, as 50 men armed with automatic rifles, dynamite, and anti-aircraft guns hit a private security vault and police headquarters in a town near the Brazilian border. One police officer and three suspects were killed in the ensuing gun battle, which ended when robbers used speedboats to cross a river into Brazil. The group, believed to be comprised of Brazilian gangsters, got away with an estimated $8 million.
A Mississippi teenager able to break into the front seat of a police car and lead police on an 8-mile chase. Here's Randy Bell.
Law enforcement officers are accustomed to having horsepower on their side when they're chasing somebody. But in Lamar County, a teenager being pursued